This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Today was graduation day for the Air Force Academy's class of 2023. KRDO Scott Harrison with how the 919 new second lieutenants got to this point.
Now, this group of cadets has had to endure quite a bit more than past graduating classes because it was here at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic that forced the cadets to go home for several months and have to resort to online learning to keep up with their studies. This is also the last class of cadets that got to go inside the iconic Air Force Academy Chapel, which has been closed for extensive renovations and isn't expected to reopen until 2027. On top of all that, you have the president here speaking during the commencement exercises.
And the president having this message delivered to the class of graduates.
As you head out, whether to graduate school or pilot training, to serve as missileers or space operators, scientists or engineers, never forget the sacred oath you swear and the mission you serve is something far, far greater than any person or president.
Now, a series of road closures around the academy are expected. Once again, they should last around 2 o'clock. Drivers also are reminded, don't park along the shoulder of I-25 to watch the Thunderbirds after they perform when they perform following today's graduation. Congressman Doug Lamborn, meanwhile, saying that Space Force missions, 4 of them, will be given a permanent home here in Colorado Springs. Lamborn announcing yesterday that the 4 missions will be stationed at Peterson and Schriever Space Force bases. The missions include Space Delta 12 and 15 and the 74th and 75th Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Squadrons. Lamborn says the 4 missions represent more than 500 service members who will be permanently stationed in Colorado Springs.
Check this out. The fight has just begun. Lawmakers in Alabama are planning to introduce a bill that would halt new construction and leasing developments for U.S. Space Command in Colorado. And there's a debate on where it should be located. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says this is an urgent situation and it needs to get done.
We've got to get this thing done. This is serious. This is a, you know, this is a very important, critical part of our national security to make sure that we are fully capable of securing our assets in space.
A spokesperson for the Office of Representative Robert Aderholt says the bill, which is still being drafted, would block the Biden administration from spending money on future developments for Space Command's temporary headquarters in Colorado Springs until there's official decisions on its relocation. However, spending for the building's lease has already been approved despite the planned relocation to Huntsville. According to NBC, Space Command could be fully operational in Colorado Springs by the end of the summer. The expansion here in the Colorado Springs area, adding at least 2 buildings, could also solidify the argument that relocation would be too time-consuming and expensive. Lawmakers here in Colorado are continuing to advocate for Space Command to stay at Peterson Space Force Base. And the Colorado Springs Police Department now asking for the public's help to win an online vote to get a grant for its canines. Aftermath Care is taking votes through Monday to determine what departments will get a share of $15,000 that's available. The biohazard remediation company will award the money in 4 categories based on the number of employees in each law enforcement agency. More information on voting now available at aftermath.com.
Spotty showers and thunderstorms will continue here for a Thursday afternoon. Mild temperatures with highs in the low and mid-70s around Colorado Springs, upper 70s to the low 80s around Pueblo. Could see showers and thunderstorms once again on our Friday and cooler weather and rain showers as we go into the weekend Saturday and Sunday. Friday afternoon, highs low 70s Colorado Springs, upper 70s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.